Hispanics are the fastest-growing segment of the U.S. population, and that has caught the attention of the television networks. So is the fact that of the more than 35 million Latinos in the United States, many prefer to watch TV in Spanish. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Ever wonder what Bart Simpson might sound like if he rolled his R's and issued cynical rants in Spanish?
Bueno, estos son mis tiempos y sí lo acepto.
Fox, ABC, WB, HBO, and other major networks are increasingly offering dubbed versions of their English language programs in secondary audio programming, or SAP, channels. SAP allows viewers to flip a switch on their television or remote control to get a dubbed version of an English language program. Jose Martinez, who came to the U.S. when he was 7, speaks fluent English, but he finds SAP appealing because he's still more comfortable speaking Spanish.
Sometimes I understand it better than in English. Sometimes a little joke that I don't catch, I watch it in Spanish, I'm like, oh, okay, that's what it meant.
And Martinez says his parents, who don't speak English very well, regularly use SAP channels to watch the news. He says it's a way for them to understand their adopted country.
It's really, really helpful, especially for them that they don't know how to speak English. They become more aware of what's going on out there.
A recent study by the Thomas Rivera Policy Institute, a Hispanic American think tank, indicates that 20% of Latinos watch television in Spanish and between 60 and 70% watch in both English and Spanish. ABC offers The George Lopez Show, a sitcom, in Spanish on SAP. Mike Benson, a senior vice president of marketing there, says they hope to attract the bilingual audience to other ABC programs.
We look at the Hispanic market as an area of incredible growth for us. And you look at what's going on with that market, I think by 2010 there'll be 55, 56 million Hispanic Americans living here. And we want to take that audience and introduce them to what ABC has to offer.
But merely translating programs may not have the appeal of programming that's specifically produced for Hispanic audiences. Carl Kravitz is CEO of Cruz Kravitz, an ad agency and marketing consultancy that specializes in the Hispanic market.
When you have the option to see programming which was specifically made for you, you'll probably opt in that direction. I think it has a lot to do with relevance. Simply putting something in language doesn't automatically make it relevant for an audience. It looks awkward if you're a viewer. It never feels really right.
For example, in the late 90s, Telemundo offered a Spanish-language version of Charlie's Angels, using Latino actors performing the scripts in translation. It was a complete flop. Networks are increasingly aware of these issues. That's why many are creating original Spanish programming. NBC actually purchased the Spanish-language network Telemundo. HBO created HBO Latino. Fox Broadcasting has Fox Sports en Español. David Sternberg is the general manager.
Our programming really is very much focused on the sports that Latinos have long followed and been passionate about, not just in the U.S., but also in the countries from which they originated.
Sternberg says Fox Sports en Español focuses on Latin American baseball, boxing matches, and soccer. And the style of coverage is culturally distinct.
Probably nothing quite like the call of a goal by a soccer announcer in Spanish. It really is very passionate, very emotional.
Gol de America!
And Fox, too, has scored a goal. Sternberg says the distribution rate for Fox Sports en Español has grown 20% annually for the last 3 years. This year alone, Sternberg says, the network's advertising revenue has increased 75%. ESPN wants to tap into that Hispanic passion for sports. Next fall, it plans to launch ESPN Deportes. But marketing consultant Kravitz says networks should be aware that, like all immigrant groups, Latinos will assimilate.
And generally speaking, in the second generation, Hispanic viewers will primarily be English-language television viewers.
Kravitz thinks the bigger market is in English-language programming that appeals to people of Latino heritage. Still, he admits that for now, the flood of Hispanic immigration to the U.S. isn't likely to abate, and most of the networks believe they will have a growing audience for their Spanish-language programming well into the middle of the century. Laura Seidel, NPR News.